This is the Texas Emergency Hospital Chart Review. Date of visit 8/16/2023. The doctor is Dr. Ahamnese, Ahamnese. First patient is BD, 27-year-old, presents with facial swelling related to dental caries. Treated with clindamycin in the ER, sent home with clindamycin, doing better, very happy. Next patient is LL, 47-year-old woman with migraine headaches, put in the emergency room with Toradol, Benadryl, and steroids. CT scan was negative. Patient has a history of migraine headache, was sent home with a regular medication. She was happy with the care received. Next patient is JF, is a 66-year-old with a right ear pain who did not stay to be checked out. He did not answer the phone. He left before the doctor saw him. Next patient is MW, 53-year-old woman with shoulder and right upper quadrant pain. Dr. A did a did not do any blood work, imaging. Send the patient home with anti-inflammatory for musculoskeletal pain after her urinalysis was negative. Must consider, her urine showed lots of sugar. She's a diabetic. Must consider gallbladder disease in a 53-year-old diabetic with right upper quadrant pain. Lab and imaging would have been helpful. Patient did not answer the phone. Next patient is RH. Is a 31-year-old woman with an abscess on her gum. Treated with antibiotics and released. Left message for her to call me back. Next patient is HM. 46-year-old woman, quite inebriated, came in with a stuck ring on her finger. She was trying to take it off, but it dumped, and Dr. A had to use a ring cutter. She didn't answer the phone either. Next patient is RS. There were no complications, by the way. 31-year-old with a possible blood clot in the right leg. This proved to be a severe cellulitis. Related to a scratch from a fence post. She refused antibiotics despite doctor and the nurses begging her to take some sort of antibiotics, but she said she was scared and was sent home. CT scan did not show any evidence of abscess formation. She left against medical advice. I spoke to her today. And once again, I told her she needs to be on antibiotics. She says that she's going to Kingwood to get a different antibiotic, or to get some antibiotics. She was happy with the care received, but she was just too scared to take any medications last night. Next patient is HC, is a 20-year-old with painful urination. She's 15 weeks pregnant, diagnosed with UTI, doing better now. Next patient is treated with antibiotics. Next patient is BN, 5-month-old baby with 102 temperature, swab test negative, diagnosed with otitis media, treated with amoxicillin. Left message for mom to call back. Next patient is RM, 72-year-old with bladder infection, urinary retention. He is used to doing intermittent cathing, but yesterday he was having trouble with self-catheterization, so a catheter was placed in the emergency room. Urinalysis showed UTI, placed on Cipro. Patient's doing well and was happy with the care received. Next patient is a 21-year-old woman with swelling in the lower extremity. She's 12 weeks pregnant. Dr. A thought it was related to pregnancy, recommended elevation of her legs. Blood pressure was stable. A urinalysis would have been helpful to rule out preeclampsia. Next patient is BW, 23-year-old young lady with COVID symptoms, a positive COVID, treated with albuterol, Tessalon, and prednisone, doing better today. Next patient is SY, 19-year-old with possible UTI. Urinalysis showed definite UTI on macrobid and peridium, doing well today. Left message for patient to call back. Next patient is ZM, a 75-year-old woman complaining of body ache, but pain, really in the low back pain with radiation to the leg, diagnosed with spinal stenosis after CT came back negative. Blood work and urinalysis were negative. No, CT came back positive. Blood work and urinalysis were negative. Placed on muscle relaxer and anti-inflammatory. I left a message for her to call me back. Next patient is CA, 7-year-old with positive COVID, not treated with any antibiotics. antiviral. Left message for mom to call back. Go back to the patient BW. BW positive COVID. She did not get a chest X-ray. Consider chest X-ray in all adult COVID patients. Thank you. Then come back to the next number. And the next number is, hey, someone we already talked about. So that's it. Thank you. Goodbye.